Turn the volume up because you made it. It's the Everyday Property Manager, helping you to grow and thrive in the multifamily housing industry. You've got questions, we've got answers. Are you feeling like you could use a little push in the right direction? It's the Everyday Property Manager. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Property Manager. I am your host. How are you today? I hope you're ready for this excellent episode we got coming up here. It's 5 steps to a better morning. Wake up and be ready. Are you excited? Do you get fired up about your day? Hey, before we get started, I'd love to tell you about everydaypropertymanager.com. If you're looking for more podcasts, more of the 5 steps to success, you're going to find those on the podcast page. Go check those out today at everydaypropertymanager.com. So are you brand new to the show? If you are, welcome. We have so many people around the world in many, many countries that listen on a daily basis. I really appreciate you for checking it out. And maybe you find us on Twitter at Every Manager. You'll find me, Jeremy Sorensen, right there at Every Manager on Twitter. We got so many fantastic things. We got a lot of people that come from Twitter. So hey, I want to give a big shout out to all of those people that are retweeting those tweets and liking and loving what's going on there. So today, wake up and be ready. The 5 steps to success. Now, number one, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of people out there that go through their daily routine, and they simply do not love what they are doing. And there is a problem with that. If you don't love what you're doing, believe me, it's going to make it 10 times worse. Now, me, fortunately, I do love what I'm doing. There's so many people out there that, you know, just don't love it. They feel like getting up in the morning and they always blame it on that they're tired. And I'm going to tell you something. When you love what you do, like myself, I love getting up. I love waking up with the sun. And let me tell you, if you want to experience something so fantastic, get up super early, 5, 4:30 a.m. Let me tell you, nobody else is up, and all you hear outside, depending on where you live, of course, I fortunately am on the outside edge of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Metro in Minnesota. But the thing is out here, we're right on the edge, so it's like almost country living, not quite. But you get up in the morning like that, and it is so beautiful and fantastic. You hear birds, you hear everything except, you know, the daily noise that you get from cars and people. So give that a try. But you need to love what you do. And when you do love what you do, you know, you can go to sleep at night. It's going to be so, so easy to get up. Believe me, I don't even use an alarm clock. And what's funny about it is I'm fortunate enough where my bed is, you know, I'm facing, I guess, however you want to say that, the sun. So when the sun comes up, it shines in on me. And so I easily wake up with the sun. So, and I have, you know, a little bit of an advantage that way. I don't necessarily have to be up exactly at 5, but I'm going to tell you something. Almost every single day, I wake up at 5:30 automatically, and it does not matter if it's in summertime or wintertime. I just wake up. So 6 to 7 hours of sleep for me, very easily. How much sleep do you need? You know, take a look at that. You know, they say that you need to listen to your body and get enough sleep. But myself, 6 to 7 hours, that's it. I mean, last night I went to bed. It was well after 12 o'clock. I was up at 5:30 a.m. and, you know, raring to go. But there again, I love what I'm doing. So you need to love what you do. Number two, you need to have a plan. What that means is when you go to sleep at night, before you go to sleep, so many people say they lay there and they think about what they need to do. Now, that's very important so that you, you know, have a good plan for in the morning. You know, sit down maybe and just write out, hey, here's what I actually need to do. And maybe what you're going to find out is there's not as much to worry about as what you're thinking. you know, you're thinking that maybe there's a report or there's something that's due, say, on Monday morning. Well, if you map that out, you know, we talk about the life map and mapping out different things. And when you do map out things, the important thing is that what you start to realize is maybe it doesn't take as much time as you think to accomplish a certain goal. So you want to kind of have a plan before you go to sleep. If you're one of those people that lay in bed and, you know, are stressed out about what is going to happen the next day, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, if you sat down, maybe took 5-10 minutes before you went to sleep or, you know, got in bed, that you wrote those things down so that you can have a good idea that, hey, you know what, here's what I got to do. Put them in order of importance. This has got to be done by, say, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And in order to accomplish that, I need to be going at this time. And then also make sure that you put in a little bit of time for those things that are going to happen that are going to slow things down and mess up your little schedule that you've got going. So you want to build in a little time for that. But have a plan. So very, very important. Next up, number three. You need to reduce stress and have things ready. So we're talking about the plan, and those are the things for the next day as far as like maybe what you got to do at work, if you're in property management, whatever you do. We got many people all over the world listening that aren't even in property management. But the thing is you got a plan. But here's the thing, what I'm talking about here when I say reduce stress and have things ready is make sure your house is clean. Myself, if the house isn't clean and the dishes aren't put in the dishwasher and put away and everything is, you know, all set. But the point is when I get up in the morning and everything is clean and I can find everything and you're not stumbling around, you know, it just makes the day so much better. You know, have your clothes ready, gas in the car. You know, if you have children, lay out their clothes. You know, I have children, something that works very well. And we don't necessarily do it every time, but it's a great, great tip if you have kids is you know, if they go to school, well, even if they don't go to school and they're really young, is lay out the clothes for the 5 days, Monday through Friday, and have them ready so that, you know, in the dresser that Monday is right here, you know, the shirt and pants and socks and everything, and each pile is just right there and bang, you know, it helps you, you know, get things going and relieves some of that stress for you. Moving on, number four, health and fitness. Now, this is something that's often overlooked. Health and fitness is so important. And I'm not telling you that you need to get up in the morning and go and exercise or do anything like that. Some people can jump up and do that. I don't do that. It doesn't work for me. I'm one of them people that I can go to the gym at 7 o'clock at night, work out for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it may be, come home, eat, and I can go right to sleep. So it's very easy for me. Some people that doesn't work. They need to work out in the morning, and that's great. You know, figure out what works best for you. But health and fitness is so important. You know, look at what you are eating, what you are drinking. You know, are you exercising? I can tell you, it's almost 3 months ago, I started doing CrossFit, and I was exercising before that, but CrossFit, what that did for me is I think it's just the getting in a gym with other people, like-minded people, and we're all going towards the same goal. But I can tell you that the coaches and stuff that I've been working with, you know, they show you how to do the exercises, but the most important thing that they're showing and teaching is what to be eating and drinking. So very important. So look at those things. Make sure you're eating, drinking healthy things, and it's going to be so much better for you. Listen to your body. You know, that's an end result. You know, I know that, you know, if you eat something that isn't good for you, 9 times out of 10, the next day, you don't feel very good. So when that kind of thing happens, you know, kind of take mental note of that and make sure you don't do it. I know it's kind of hard to always, you know, cut out those cookies, cut out those different things. And I'm not saying to completely do that all the time, but you're going to notice, because I've noticed a huge, huge change. If you change the way you eat, the way you drink, you know, different sodas and that type of thing, it's going to be so much better for you. So health and fitness is going to be a big, big part of helping you wake up and be ready. And finally, number five, have a positive mindset. You need to realize that you are in control, okay? You are the one that's in control. You can control all of these things. If you don't love what you're doing, you need to change it. So many people, I hear this all the time, that they wake up and they feel tired, and they feel, you know, they don't want to go to work, and, you know, they're really probably not tired. I mean, here's the thing. If you were getting up and you were doing something that you loved to do, and let's just say I'm just, you know, for an idea here, is you were getting up and you're going to go to Disney World for the day. You'd probably get up and you'd be so excited and be like, I got to get to Disney. But, you know, because you don't love your job, you don't, you know, you're feeling tired. You don't want to wake up. So if you're not loving it, you need to change it, because let me tell you something, your life is just so long. You only have so much time. You don't want to waste, and I'm here to tell you, you do not want to waste your time. Don't be that person that looks back, you know, 10, 20, 30 years and then regrets what they were doing and being in a job or doing something they didn't love what they were doing. So you need to realize you're in control. If you don't love it, you need to change it. One more thing, when I talk about having a positive mindset, is listen to some positive stuff. Listen to a podcast. You're starting out, and a great note right here, listening to Everyday Property Manager. But there's many other podcasts out there. There's many other, you know, there's books, there's audio, different things that you can do, you can listen to, that's going to make you better, make you a better person, and create that positive mindset. So there we go. I'm going to give you a recap here of the five steps to success, the wake up and be ready. It's number one, love what you do. You need to have a plan is number two. Reduce stress. Have things ready. You know, we were talking about gas in the car, children's clothes, and your clothes, and have the house clean, those kinds of things, things that reduce your stress and make you feel better and have a better day. Number four, health and fitness. Watch what you eat. Watch what you're drinking. Do some exercising. You will really appreciate it. And then number five, have a positive mindset. Remember, you're in control. You control all of these things. And if you don't love what you're doing, you need to change it so that you can wake up and be ready. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today to Everyday Property Manager. Now take these five steps to success and be ready. Wake up and be ready, because now you're ready to make it a great day. Hey, now you're ready to make it a great day, am I right? We'd love to hear from you at the Everyday Property Manager. Come visit us at our webpage at everydaypropertymanager.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just go to Everyday Property Manager. Come check us out. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next time at the Everyday Property Manager.